This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of us are waiting for the storm to hit. Some of you are already getting the storm. And I thought this would be a good day to talk about an old-fashioned but a new way to control insects and problems in your garden without using chemicals. We've talked about chemical controls. We did a program a few weeks back about all the new organic insecticides and fungicides. But today's going to be a little bit different. We're going to tell you about how Mother Nature controls insect problems in your garden. And we have a very unique company. The company is called Orcon, which is short for Organic Control. And we are very fortunate to have the founder joining us this morning. And he is going to tell you all about the new technology that they use. His name is Steve Hazard, and I'm very fortunate. I've been trying to get Steve to join us for several weeks, and it makes it difficult because he's on the West Coast, so there's a big time change, and we're really pleased that he was able to join us. Steve, good morning.
It's great to be with you.
It's my pleasure, believe me, when we can get somebody like you that is working on a way to keep the environment clean and to control insects at the same time using beneficial insects. So tell us a little bit about Organic Control, how you started the company and how long you've been doing this.
Well, we started the company back in the 1960s, so we've been doing this for a while, and we noticed that people were using more and more chemicals to control pests, and we just thought that there must be a better way to do that, and so we started looking around for insects that like to eat other bugs, and we found a lot of them. There's a lot of bugs out there that Mother Nature has been providing for a long time. As you mentioned earlier, that Mother Nature has been controlling pests in her own way for millions of years. And so what we try to do is, when things get out of balance a little bit, we try to introduce some extra good bugs to help eat the bad bugs so that the balance is restored. And one thing we found is that when just one crop is grown, that it kind of upsets the balance in that there's a food source for just one sort of bugs, but not a food source for the beneficial insects. So we encourage people to kind of have a variety of plants in their garden to help attract a variety of beneficial insects that will help and eat the bad bugs. So our philosophy is we try to work with Mother Nature instead of against her. So we help the home gardener control insects by adding beneficial insects when things get out of balance.
Now, what is a beneficial insect?
Okay, well, that's a good one. Basically, we define a beneficial insect as a bug that eats other bugs. And in general, they fall into two categories. There's some bugs that eat other bugs by actually consuming them, and then there's some bugs that we call parasitic insects that attack their prey by laying their eggs inside of the bad bug's eggs, and then
wow.
Their eggs hatch first and feed off the eggs of the bad bugs. And those are generally referred to as parasitic insects.
Wow.
So with those two kinds of weapons, I guess you might say, we can attack most common garden pests.
So there are insects that will eat them, and then some that use the insect to harbor their eggs and raise the eggs, and then as they hatch, they feed on that insect from the inside out.
That's right. That's right. It's you know, sometimes I say it's a bug eat bug world, and so that's what often happens. A good example of a insect that eats another insect is the common ladybug that everybody's familiar with. You know, if we were to shrink ourselves down to the size of a ladybug, they would actually be kind of fearsome looking because they have these mandibles that are kind of like pinchers. To come along and ladybug's favorite food is aphids, and so when they sense that there's an aphid nearby, they come up and they use their mandibles to actually pierce the body of the aphid and suck all the fluid out of the aphid, and they don't actually consume the skeleton of the aphid itself. So that's why they can eat so many. A ladybug can eat about 50 aphids per day. And because they just come along and they suck all the fluid out and then they move along to the next.
Wow.
So that's just a real effective bug. And then another insect that is even better than a ladybug is called a green lacewing. And it works the same way. It has mandibles that come up and pierce the body of this prey. And it also likes to eat aphids. But while a ladybug can eat about 50 aphids per day, a green lacewing can eat up to 1,000 aphids a day. So they can be really a good friend of the gardener.
So, I mean, if you only have a few in your garden, it can keep that clean, and you wouldn't have to use any insecticides at all.
That's absolutely right. What we encourage is people to try to help maintain a balance, and when things get a little bit out of control, they just introduce a beneficial insect that attacks that bug. And almost all pests have a set of bugs that attack them. That's kind of the way the insect world works. And so the first thing you do is kind of figure out what bug you have that's attacking your plants, and then you can take that to your local garden shop, or you can go onto our website organiccontrol.com and find that bug. And then find out what eats it, and then you can just order those and introduce them into your garden.
Wow, that's incredible! And I've been on your website many, many times, and you've got great pictures. And I was amazed. I remember when I was working in the nurseries in the 70s and 80s. We basically sold ladybugs and we sold praying mantis, and that was the extent. And I started looking on your website, and you must have 50 or so various parasitic or predatory insects on your site for a lot of different plants and people that have a greenhouse. And especially if you have a greenhouse that's attached to your home, you don't want to use any toxic sprays. You can use these insects there, and it will keep your greenhouse nice and clean.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the reasons why sprays can often be actually counterproductive is that when you use a chemical to kill pest insects, it never kills 100% of them. You get 95 or 98%. but there's always going to be a small percentage that survives, and they do so because they're somehow a little different than all the others. And so those are the ones that reproduce. And so the next time you spray a chemical, you're going to have to use a little more because the ones that are breeding are just different and tougher than the ones that you killed the first time. So we're constantly breeding stronger and stronger pests by using the chemicals to try to control them. But when you use beneficial insects, one of the things that a pest insect can't do is build up a resistance to being eaten. And so when you use beneficial insects, you can control them by just eating them, and you don't have to worry about them building up a resistance to it.
Right, because if you use the same pesticide over and over, they're going to get stronger. So,
That's right.
You know, you may kill 95% the first time, and then the second time you use the pesticide, you may be killing 85% and then 75%, and you almost have insects that are on the plant saying, bring it on, and they can tolerate it.
That's exactly right. So that's another reason why beneficial insects in the long run work much better than insecticides do.
Wonderful. We're going to take a quick break, Steve. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion about insects, to control insects in your garden. And if you have a question for Steve about these predatory insects, give us a call. It's 855-660-4261.
Ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good, because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Steve Hazard from the Organic Control Corporation, or ORCON. And this is a very, very unique company because they are working with Mother Nature. They raise predatory or parasitic insects that will eat or kill insects that create a problem in your garden. Steve, we just had a couple of calls and they wanted to go to your website. What is the website?
The website is organiccontrol.com. And just put in all those letters together, organiccontrol.com. And you'll see different areas you can go to where all of our beneficial insects are listed. There's also a section that lists most of the common garden pests, and it'll tell you which beneficial insect to use to attack that pest. For your listeners, we have set up a special promotional code, Paul, so that if when they're checking out, they enter that promotional code Paul, they will get a 10% discount on anything that they purchase on the website.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. I'm sure that I know it's much, much appreciated. But, you know, as we're talking, if you go to your computer and you go to organiccontrol.com, you can see all of the various parasitic and predatory insects that Steve and his company have developed, and they will ship them to you when it's right. So if people order insects now, do you ship them now or do you ship them when the season is running?
We found that it's best for the gardener to decide when the best time to ship them is. So basically, we ship them as soon as we get the order. Because it's hard for us to know what the best conditions are in the local gardener's area. So if there's a question, they can call us. Our phone number is on the website, and they can call us up and ask us when we think the best time to ship them is. But basically, we try to ship the insects at the beginning of the week because we don't want them to be in the system over the weekend. So
right.
we generally ship on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, and we generally use 2-day shipping so that they won't be in the shipping system any longer than is necessary.
Okay.
But if there's questions about that, they can call us at the number that's on the website.
Okay, so if they order them during February, they'll get a 10% discount. And
that's right.
In the case of New England, we just got Friday and Saturday, we got 15 to 20 inches of snow. We're getting another 18 to 24 inches today and
wow.
tomorrow, and then another storm on Thursday. They can say ship them in May, for example, and you can ship them at that time of the year.
Yeah, if they call up and ask us to ship them on a specific date in the future, then we can do that. So,
okay.
We'd be happy to do that.
So that way they don't have to fear that they're going to order them now, they're going to come in next week, and what do you do with the insects if you've got 4 feet of snow on the ground?
Yep, that's right. And we've had our own share after going through 5 years of drought in California. We've had record storms and snowfall ourselves. So you just never know what you're going to get. So I know you guys are heading for some bad weather. But and sometimes when you have all of that rain and snow, that helps bring a lot of new growth, and that attracts sometimes pest insects. And so it's good to be ready to go with beneficial insects when everything starts to thaw out.
Wonderful, wonderful. So if you're able to be on your computer, check out the website, organiccontrol.com, and listen to the program. And Steve is going to continue to give you some ideas about the different types of insects that they raise and that they will ship to your home directly. And then you can release them in the garden. And it's going to cut back on the use of insecticides tremendously. So we have a lot ahead of us. We're going to continue to give you the information. And if you have a question, don't be shy. Steve will take your questions. The number is 855-660-4261.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Welcome to the Fault Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Steve Hazard from the Organic Control company known as Orcon, and they're based in California. And Steve is the founder of the company. And they work with Mother Nature. They've done a lot of research, and they're finding predatory or parasitic insects, and they're raising them, and they are able to ship them to your home so that you can add these insects to your garden, and they'll eat things like aphids and white fly and mealy bug. You can use them in greenhouses. And it's just another tool that you can add to your arsenal of controlling problems in your garden. Now, Steve, what keeps these insects in your yard? I mean, will they eat everything and then just go to your neighbor's yard?
Well, yeah, that's a real common question that we get is what is going to keep them in my yard once I release them? And basically, their bugs are just like us. They're always looking for a good meal. And so a good meal for the insects is the pests that are in your yard. So if you have pests eating your plants, that's the food source for beneficial insects. And they will always go where there's food for them to eat. So that's why most of the time you can't release beneficial insects as a preventative. You have to wait till you actually have pests in your yard so that they do indeed have something to eat and to keep them in your yard. That's why we recommend that as soon as you see a pest, that's the time to put out some beneficials at the very first sign that you see them. And then that way you'll get them, the beneficials working to keep an outbreak from happening.
So you just you see the problem, you get the insects, and then you release them. Now, if you buy a bag, I'm assuming they come in some kind of a container, would you release them all at once, or would you stagger the release?
Yeah, that's... Each insect kind of has its own set of release instructions or guidelines. So it depends on which one you're releasing. If we're using ladybugs, that's one where we highly recommend a gradual release. And we recommend that those be released in the evening because ladybugs don't like to fly at night. They like to do their work during the daytime. So if you release them in the evening, then they'll just crawl around looking for food sources. And then the next day, they'll stay there when they find something to eat. And so to help the most ladybugs find food, we recommend that you release just a portion of them in that first evening and then put the rest of them in your refrigerator where they just will go to sleep. And then maybe two or three days later, you put out a few more and you keep doing that until you've used them all up. And of course, it's always a good idea to water the garden before you release them so they'll have a drink of water and just make things as inviting for them as possible to stay around. Some other insects you can release all at once. It just depends on which insect you're releasing. And directions come with every insect on just exactly how to release them. And if you want to kind of learn a little bit about ahead of time, you can take a look at those directions on the website so you know kind of what to expect when you get them.
So like a praying mantis, I know you sell the egg cases of the praying mantis that you would put out in the garden early in the spring, and then the eggs would hatch gradually and provide you with new praying mantis on a regular basis.
Yeah, praying mantis are just probably one of the most fun insects that we sell. And that's they are kind of an exception to that rule I was just saying that you don't release beneficial insects until you actually have a pest. With the praying mantis, you can actually put those out early in the season, and when the sun warms them up, they'll start hatching. And when they first hatch, they'll feed on, well, actually the first meal is often each other, because they'll eat anything that that they see moving. But then they'll eat smaller insects. They'll eat maybe aphids and thrips and things like that. And then as they get bigger, they'll start to maybe eat sow bugs or things that they see moving. And finally, when they get to be full size, like 5 or 6 inches long, they'll eat maybe spiders, grasshoppers, and that kind of thing. So, and what's really nice about them is as long as they can find food, they'll just stay put. They like to just sort of set up shop on a plant. They actually change colors to blend in with their environment. They'll change from a black color or a green color depending on their environment. And they like to stay just perfectly still and wait for their meal to come to them rather than going out and looking for it themselves. So they're fun, and you can pick one up, and we have people that let it ride around on their shoulder while they're gardening, and then they put it back onto a plant, and you can feed it like if you can find a cricket or something like that, and put it in front of the praying mantis, they'll grab it right out of your hand. So praying mantis are just a lot of fun to have in your yard.
And if you've got kids that you want to get involved in the gardening, then the praying mantis would be the way to go. Now, is there a chance that if you have praying mantis in your yard, that they'll lay eggs and become a permanent part of your gardening?
Yep, absolutely. In the fall, praying mantis don't really fly. They just walk. But in the fall, the female's wings start developing. And they will all start flying around looking for a mate. And when she finds a mate, they will mate, and then the female will attach these little balls of foam about the size of a ping pong ball. They'll attach those onto a plant, and then she'll lay her eggs inside of there. And she generally puts about 100 to 200 eggs inside that ball of foam.
Wow.
And then she dies, and that ball of foam protects the eggs during the winter. And then in the springtime, they will hatch out, and the process begins all over again. So, yes, absolutely. If the conditions are right and they can find enough to eat, then sometimes just releasing praying mantids one time will keep them there for season after season. And that could be said of other beneficial insects as well. Sometimes once you get them started, they will just continue to be in your garden and helping to guard your garden.
So if you've got a big flower garden or a big vegetable garden, this would be an alternative to using sprays, and it's working with Mother Nature, and it's something that you can have a lot of fun, you can educate the kids, and you can learn an awful lot about it. But if you're listening to the program and you're able to get to your computer, go to organiccontrol.com and take a look at all of the different predatory and parasitic insects that Orcon grows and raises. And again, if you place an order during February, Steve's will give you a 10% discount. Tell them when you want them shipped, and they'll ship them depending on your area, because insects in Maine are not here right now, but if you live in Florida or you live in Georgia, they've got some insects. Alabama, they're already out, and it just depends on where you live. So you tell Steve and his employees when you want them, and ask them all the questions that you want. And if you have a question for Steve, call us. The number is 855-660-4261. Now, when you ship these predatory or parasitic insects, do they come in alive or are they as eggs?
Again, it depends on the insect. Sometimes we ship the live insects, like ladybugs, for example, come live. With green lacewings, those come as eggs, and you're talking about fun insects for you to watch in your yard. Green lacewings are a good example of that. Those come as eggs, and they hatch into larvae, and it's the larvae that can eat up to 1,000 aphids per day, and then they make little cocoons and hatch out in a few days into lacewing adults. And those are very pretty insects. They're about an inch long and have green lacing wings, which is why they're called green lacewings. And they almost immediately begin laying eggs in your yard, which will turn into the larvae and continue the process. So they're a lot of fun to put out, and that's an example of one that comes as eggs. Another one that comes as eggs is called a trichogramma, and that's an example of a parasitic insect. Trichogramma, we don't actually like to use the word wasp, but they're actually mini little wasps, and they have a stinger like their bigger cousins do, but they use that stinger to lay their eggs inside their host egg. So let's say you have tomato hornworms in your yard. You release the trichogramma, which come as little eggs that you hang on cards in your yard. The trichogramma will hatch, and they're very tiny, about the size of a period at the end of a sentence. So you can hardly see them, but they're out there working, and they will find the tomato hornworm eggs and use their stinger to lay their eggs inside the tomato hornworm eggs. And then their eggs hatch first and feed on that tomato hornworm egg and kill it before it ever has a chance to hatch. So that's an example of a parasitic insect, and that's a good example of one that comes as eggs.
So if you have tomato hornworms in your garden, and I've seen many times, it looks like they have puff wheat or puff rice that's on the tomato hornworm. Is that the egg casing from this insect?
It is. Besides laying their eggs into the tomato hornworm's eggs, sometimes they will lay their eggs into the live tomato hornworm, and they will start feeding on the hornworm while it's alive. So it could be, one of the trichogramma parasitic wasps that have done that, or others. There's other parasites that do the same thing. And, they're slowly being eaten from the inside.
A great way to control insects with the help of Mother Nature. And that's what it's all about. If we can cut back on the amount of insecticides and pesticides It will make give you a more nutritious garden and a lot safer. So, you know, this is old technology that's really coming into its own time right now. And this is your chance to change the way that you garden. And it's a great way to continue to garden organically. So if you're listening to the program and you have a question, don't be shy. Call Steve and he'll explain to you and tell you what you can use to control insects. And that number is 855-660-4261. So sit down at your computer, listen to the program, and the website is organiccontrol.com, and you can order these predatory or parasitic insects during the month of February and save 10% if you put the promo code PAUL.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Steve Hazard. He is the founder of a company called Orcon, and they are a company that works with Mother Nature. They raise predatory insects and parasitic insects that will feed on insects that create a problem in your garden. And we've been talking about some of the many insects that they raise. If you have a computer nearby, go to the computer. It's organiccontrol.com is the website. Take it over and look at all the different predatory and parasitic insects that they offer. And you can order them. They'll give you a 10% discount when ordered in February, because a lot of these, they're going to sell out, and you won't be able to get them, but they'll ship them when you need them. Now, Steve, you were saying that ladybugs, for example, you can keep them in the refrigerator and release them at various times during the year. How long can you keep them in the refrigerator dormant?
It depends a little bit on when you get them. If you get them in the springtime, you can keep them for about 2 or 3 weeks in the refrigerator, and they will just go to sleep, and then when you bring them out of the refrigerator, they'll wake up and be ready to go. Later in the year, you can actually keep them longer. If you get them, say, in July, you can keep them for up to a month in the refrigerator. And that's because ladybugs have about a one-year life cycle. And the ladybugs that you get in the spring are nearing the end of their life cycle, and so you can't keep them quite as long. But the trade-off is that, excuse me, that's when they're the hungriest and will eat the most aphids. The ladybugs that we ship in June and July are younger ladybugs, and so they're more hardy, and you can keep them in the refrigerator longer. 4 or even 5 weeks, but they don't eat as many aphids as the older ladybugs. So you get a little bit of a trade-off there.
Okay. Now, what's the best way to release them? You were talking if you have ladybugs, you would release a few at a time. Would you put them on the plant?
Yeah, you put them, you kind of shake them right into the plant directly. Some of them, and we always recommend that you water the area first. And that kind of gives the bugs a little drink of water. And that way when you shake the bugs into the plant and the plant is wet, it kind of helps them to sort of stick right onto the plant. And then those that don't will go down to the ground, and almost all beneficial insects instinctively crawl up. So they will find the plant and they'll crawl up into the plant and look for their food sources in the plant. And we encourage, of course, people to put the beneficial insects where they're most likely to find food. So if you have a plant that has aphids on it, then you just want to shake them right into the plant and then put the rest in your refrigerator, and then a couple days later you do that again. And kind of watch as you watch the bugs eat the different pests, and they will begin to lay eggs. So if you're talking about ladybugs, they lay eggs in little groups, little clusters under the leaves, and then they will hatch into ladybug larvae. And a good thing to see on the website is what a ladybug larvae looks like. Because a lot of people, when they see a ladybug larvae, they think it's a pest because it kind of looks like a black small alligator with orange spots, which is just kind of the reverse of the adult. A lot of times we get questions, you know, how do I get rid of these bugs that are in my yard, when really they're ladybug larvae, which also eat pests. So you can see pictures of those on the website so you know what you're looking for. So if after you release ladybugs you see some of these little black insects with orange spots, those are good guys, and you want to encourage those to stay in your yard.
Fantastic. And your tip on releasing them at night, because they can't see where they're going to fly, and then they'll get established, and in the morning they'll begin to feed on your plants. Great idea. We're going to take a break, Steve. When we come back, tell us a little bit about some of these beneficial insects that you can use to kill pests that are in the ground, because there are a lot of ground insects and they create a problem with boring into radishes and potatoes and things like that. So this is a good deal.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.